We've got our mayor on the line, Julia Loy. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
What a beautiful cracker of a day in the Douglas Shire today.
Oh, look, it's fantastic. Oh. And we had a sensational weekend as well.
Absolutely. Now, Julia, let's get into it. Can you give us any idea when these community education sessions will be held in the Shire to explain fully the council's decision to be involved in this carbon offset program?
Look, we're still finalising the dates and times and venues, and as soon as that has been done, we'll let everyone know.
Because I think we've only got, it's only about 2 weeks or so until the sign-off, so, but you're hopeful it'll be, what, in the next week or so?
Look, yeah, certainly hoping so. I'm not sure where you get your information about the signing. There hasn't been any announcement of that. That's up to us to do that.
Yeah, but I can imagine that wouldn't be too far off. So that's what I'm saying. It's fairly urgent that we get these meetings, wouldn't you agree?
What we've done is we've certainly agreed that we will have these information sessions. Everyone will be invited, and we'll let everyone know when those dates, times and venues have been confirmed.
Terrific. Now, look, I just want to talk about the Daintree Ferry, because we've got the contract and you released all of the tender information and all of that, and that's great. Now, I just want to ask you, do you favour a second ferry? Because there's options up there, of course, a bridge, two ferries, one ferry or whatever. Do you favour a second ferry? And I only ask that because I've been told by some people north of the river that if we had a second ferry, it would require a fair amount of dredging, sand dredging and removal of native vegetation. So what's your thoughts with that, and how would that go?
Look, certainly all the work that we've done to date has thrown up quite a number of options, and certainly that was why we went to the expression of interest process. We also had our traffic study to work out what we can do best to reduce those waiting times. My personal opinion is that I would hope that perhaps a second ferry could do the trick, but obviously the tender process is designed to flush all that out, and council will be assessing against a whole range of criteria, and that of course includes cost, impact, capabilities, and so it's probably not useful to speculate now that the tender process is underway. We're certainly really pleased that we've been able to get that out, and those tenders close, excuse me, Paul, on the August at 2 p.m. August the 28th. So that's about a 5 week period, and then we're hoping to finalise everything by the end of the year.
But do you agree that there would have to be a lot of sand dredging if there was a second ferry came in?
Look, certainly at the moment, as you're aware, that we do have to dredge the channel, and we've had to do that more often this year because of the flooding.
Okay. All right. Well, stabilisation work has been completed at Diggers Bridge, and I understand the concrete required a few days to cure. The bitumen is scheduled to be laid tomorrow, and so when can we expect it to be open, Diggers Bridge?
Look, at this stage, we anticipate that it will reopen at 5 p.m. This coming Wednesday. We know that we've made special arrangements for the school bus run so that they can pick up and drop off and remain in their usual schedule. Obviously, with all these things, weather can play a part in these types of delays. At the moment, hopefully, the weather looks fantastic and it will be reopened according to our schedule.
Okay, now school holidays are over. You mentioned to me the other week that because of school holidays, the council held back on work because, you know, of noise and inconveniencing people. But, of course, with schools going back, the crews are out and about. Can you let us know some of the things that they'll be doing?
Look, yes, we certainly, even in the last couple of weeks, I mean, there's lots of work that council crews were able to do. The places that we held off were only just in the areas that we know that there's a lot of visitors, for example, some areas north of the river and also Macrossan Street. But no, we've been powering along, and we will continue to do that. We've got a lot of work going on north of the river. We've also got a concrete crew is completing a new footpath in Mowbray Street. In Mossman, we've got the usual sort of grounds maintenance. We're doing a lot of work, as we always do every year, to prepare for the Mossman show. We're certainly continuing in some of our works at the Daintree Ferry area. We're still continuing to improve the overall look of that area. And certainly, one great thing, I know that the kids at the Daintree School will be pleased about this, is that we've installed new picnic tables in the Daintree Township boat ramp area, because that was very much totally destroyed by flooding earlier in the year. We're continuing with our steam weeding in all the beach playground areas, and also in Port Douglas. We're continuing with our garden upgrades, and the Mirage Country Club car park, we've been doing some vegetation works there. And so there's a lot of things that we are doing at the moment, and certainly encourage people to look at our website and Facebook and find out more information about that.
Julie, I just thought of this, so question without notice. That wreck down at Kooya Beach where they said kids were playing on, did your guys from council have a look at that? What's the situation with that?
Look, certainly I know that we notified the state government. I'll give you more information next week about that. I haven't got anything new since we spoke a couple of weeks ago about that.
Yeah, that would be good. Thank you. And now, NAIDOC Week, Julia, in full swing, and today you've got a flag-raising ceremony at the council, so maybe you could tell us what's happening today.
Look, yes, the flag-raising ceremony is a very important part of NAIDOC Week. We encourage everyone to come along. It starts at 10 a.m. It's also followed by a morning tea in the boardroom.
That'll be terrific. And, of course, tomorrow we've got the Elders' Lunch as well, as I understand, and we've got the baby show. Now, I have never been to the baby show, but I imagine that's very interesting.
Look, it is. It's really a celebration of families, and a lot of organisations get involved as well. It's a real treat.
Fantastic. Okay, now, it's nearly upon us. We're looking forward to it next Sunday and Monday, the Mossman Show. And, I mean, it's not only a delight for kids, but it's a delight for big kids as well.
Look, yes, I think everyone really loves the Mossman Show. I'd really encourage people to come along. It's one of those rural shows that I don't know that there's really that many authentic small town rural shows left in Australia. And if visitors are listening, they're in for a real treat if they go along to Mossman Show. It's on Sunday and Monday, and it's jam-packed with all sorts of activities.
Yeah, it's that real old-fashioned show, isn't it? You know, and like you said, it's a dying trade, isn't it? The old shows like that. But it has a certain feel about it. The smell of fairy floss, the Dagwood dogs, the animals, the wood chopping and all of that. Let's hope it never dies, Julia.
Look, yes, I certainly agree with you, Paul. I mean, I suppose it also very strongly reflects our agricultural sector, our heritage. The agricultural sector is a very important part of the Douglas Shire. It's active, it's living, people depend on jobs for it. It's part of so many people's lifestyle. And you see that reflected in the Mossman Show.
Absolutely. Anything else to add?
Look, no, I just hope that everyone just comes along and supports events such as the Mossman Show, because, you know, you've got volunteer committees that are putting this all together so that everyone can enjoy. And also it's a great meeting place as well. And just maybe, Paul, I'll just go back to NAIDOC Week. I mean, NAIDOC Week is very important in the Douglas Shire. And this year's theme, every year there is a theme, and this year is particularly important, and it's Voice, Treaty, Truth, and that's about working together for a shared future. And I think you're probably well aware that there's been some announcements by the federal government, a bipartisan announcement, to work towards constitutional recognition, which is something that's long overdue. And I think that if it's supported by the leadership of this country, we'll see something happen that's positive in that space in the future.
Absolutely. Now, the flag raising that you're having today, I've never heard them. Well, I hadn't heard them live, but the Briscoe sisters, are you familiar with them?
Look, yes. They have joined us for NAIDOC flag raising ceremony in the past. They're very, very popular, and I've heard them in many places throughout the far north, and we're very, very fortunate to have them this morning at Mossman. I also know, just also getting back to NAIDOC, Paul, that the parade on Friday and also the Family Fun Day that follows the parade is a huge celebration of the whole community. And so certainly if people have not been going to that in the past, they're in for something very, very special.
Fabulous. Have a great day, Julia. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye. You too.
Okay. Julia Loy there, the Mayor of the Douglas Shire and the Briscoe sisters. I just thought I'd find out what they sound like, and they're absolutely amazing. Here's a little bit of them.
Play the rhythm. Sweet love. Here we go. Lonely soul. Forgetting yesterday's sorrow. That's why you cannot look towards tomorrow.